This is Vance, and I'm going to actually jump off right quick, well, vocally anyways, and jump into a board meeting. And Karen Willens and Elaine Connolly, I'm going to let you two ladies introduce yourself with a little bit about your background, because I will not do it justice. So, ladies, take it away.
Okay, great. Thanks, Vance. Good morning. I'm Karen Willens. I'm a retired dental hygienist. I am a holistic health professional. My exact title is Doctor of Naturopathy. I'm a certified facilitator for personal development and a certified yoga teacher. I have been with McKen for 15 absolutely fabulous years. Elaine, why don't you introduce yourself next?
Okay, thanks, Karen. My name is Elaine Conley. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm a registered nurse, and I have an integrative health and energy balancing practice here in Cleveland. I've been connected to MECAN for 20 years, and I got connected because I was looking for a business I could do from home because I had major health challenges. And within 2 years of living in a MECAN wellness home, I was back on my feet, decided that I understood now that if you develop an imbalance, you can just as well undevelop it, and started my practice. So I work with adults, children, and pets, both locally and long distance.
Thanks, Elaine. And I live in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and I was introduced to MECAN also with the health challenge, which helped me tremendously and still is. So what we're going to do this morning, first of all, thank you all for joining us, and you are all muted now. To unmute, if you want to, star six. We will leave a little bit of time at the end for questions and answers, but we want to present some information to you this morning that's very crucial to what we do and how we present ourselves and MECAN. And that's our topic for today. The topic is speaking to others, whether it's a consultant, particularly on a conference call or on a Zoom, because those are recorded. We want to be very careful with what we're saying. Particularly, though, when we are speaking to others, we cannot make medical claims. And there's a little bit of confusion as to what constitutes a medical, testimonial, okay? We have to be very careful, and Elaine particularly is going to explain why. Each consultant, and this is the reason this is important, okay? Each consultant represents not just themselves. They represent MECAN as a company. We are international. This affects countries, not just one person or one consultant. We represent all consultants in MECAN as well as MECAN. So we want to take this to a very professional level. You know, we all come in this from different backgrounds, and we are not taught the proper verbiage to use when we start, basically. So how we start is what people remember. How we start other people is what people remember. So it's very important to start off in a very appropriate professional way. So you probably heard me and Vance also talk about the ICANN Attitude Program. In there, it's called a mantra. And we say this every day. And in one of them, it says, I am choosing my words carefully. So when I speak, I'm thinking about what I'm saying before the words come out of my mouth. It's that important. I encourage you to take notes and write things down. If you want us to repeat things, we will be very happy to repeat things. And that's the question and answer period that we're going to do. So take a note, the questions that you want to ask us, We'd like to present all of the information, and then we can go back and clarify. Somebody has a little bit of background background noise going on. If you can make sure you're muted on your phone, that would be great. Thank you. We are going to be referring to the policies and procedures in the back office. It's page 7, and it's number 5, and it says testimonials. There's an A and a B. We will particularly be talking about A today. However, B is important. When you get a chance, please go to the documents area of the library, look up policy and procedures on page 7, and read through part B, which talks about making wealth claims, monetary claims. Also in the document library, we have the compliance guidelines for testimonials. This is a separate document. And when we give testimonials, there are some examples in there, and we'll be referring to those this morning. If you want to have your computer open so that you can see what we're talking about, it might be a little bit more clear. If not, please at some point refer back, because it's some very good information. So, Elaine, I'm going to turn it over to you next, and you can take it from here.
Okay, thank you, Karen. I'm a member of the Academy of Integrative Health and Holistic Medicine, and starting the beginning of May, I started getting notifications by this organization that the FTC was cracking down on claims. And this is not just general marketing people. These are licensed practitioners. And basically, it had to do with natural products and integrative health practitioners. They're alerts through the Food and Trade Commission, which is the FTC. And centering amidst this tangle of issues, there's issues coming from the state federal jurisdiction, free speech, provider-patient relationship, and the sales of natural products. The American Association of Naturopathic Physicians has been in touch with the FTC on the physician's behalf, and they represent a profession, only one profession of natural health. But the issue is that over 300 FTC warnings have been sent out to licensed providers, physicians, nurses, licensed dietitians, nutritionalists, relative to claims. The FTC, the FDA, the Department of Justice, and some state attorneys have launched a coordinated censorship campaign that prevents medical doctors and other healthcare providers from communicating their extensive knowledge about how to stay healthy using natural medicine. So I'm not going to say much more about that other than we need to be careful for the reasons that Karen has already mentioned. When you're talking about the products. One more thing I forgot to say. In this technology age, the FTC has developed web crawler algorithms. And web crawlers are basically artificial intelligence that basically will, you input a certain algorithm and it will bring up an alert and report certain words, certain phrases, you know, et cetera. So we're being monitored in 2020 like we've never been monitored before. And that's basically how these agencies are tracking down phrases in particular that will have a leaning towards making medical claims. So this is not just something that somebody overhears you saying something. This is actual technology that we're using on a daily basis. And like I said, there have been some FTC actions against integrative physicians and also licensed acupuncturists, naturopathic physicians, nutritionists, chiropractors, and lay alternative health practitioners. So we don't want to disrupt the business of NECN, nor our businesses. That being said, there are particularly powerful ways that we can communicate in layman's terms the power of what we have in our hands. We have a gift with NECN, and you don't need to use medical terms. In fact, in some ways, if you do, you confuse the person. because everybody interprets medical terms in a different fashion. So Karen referenced those compliance guidelines, you know, for testimonies. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Karen, to start with those two now.
Thanks, Elaine. Okay, let's start with the policies and procedures, which are on page 7. The consultant's testimonial of a NECHEN product is considered as commercial speech and regulated by the Federal Trade Commission, FTC. Commercial speech is a legal term relating to speech done on behalf of a company or individual for the intent of making a profit. And I believe that's what we're all, you know, the healthy finances pillar for all of us, right? It is commercial in nature and usually with the intent of convincing the audience to partake in a particular action, often purchasing a specific product. A, product testimonials. NECHEN products are not marketed or sold as medical products or medical treatments. As such, consultants may not make any medical claims in connection with any of the NECHEN products. Although a consultant may have an extraordinary experience with the NECHEN product, please note that it may not be a typical result that will be experienced by all. So in other words, what I experience when I am getting better by using the NECHEN items may be different than what you experienced. So if you say to somebody, oh yeah, this helped me get better from such and such, they could be expecting the same thing and it doesn't happen. They could experience something else, but they were expecting the first thing. And so that's a false claim. The FTC doesn't like that very much. Okay, moving on. Consultants should rely on the marketing material NECHEN has created for the product that is listed on our website. So if you go to the Shop Now cart, okay, you look up the product that you want to recommend to somebody, read it right off of there. You will stay very safe, and there will be no confusion. Consultants should not say anything about NECHEN products that are not found in NECHEN marketing material. So Dave Johnson has postcards. Those are great. There are trifolds. We have a catalog now. These are all reference materials that are marketing. They are considered NECHEN marketing material. Product statements made by a consultant that are, statements made by a consultant are attributed to NECHEN. Please note that. It's exactly what I said before. They are attributed to NECHEN. I have heard that not only the company will be addressed by the FTC, individual consultants are now being addressed. So this is your safety as well as NECHEN. Moving on, a disclaimer such as, this is my own personal testimonial and is not intended to be a medical claim, does not negate the medical claim that was made in a testimonial. Okay, I'm going to read that one again. That's really important because we have a tendency to do this. This is my own personal testimonial and is not intended to be a medical claim. Does not negate the medical claim that was made in the testimonial. Going back to choosing your words carefully. Think before you speak, and we don't have to be concerned about anything. We do not have to make a caveat that we're not making a medical claim. Choose your words carefully. And I also have a master's degree in education with a focus in communication skills. And one of the things that I have learned is that we can still be very careful with what we're saying. People are going to interpret what we're saying. So it's important to go back and make sure there's an understanding with people that you are not making a medical claim, okay? And that's why it's really important to make sure the communication between you and the person you're speaking with is very clear and understood that way. Elaine, do you want to comment on anything at this point?
Yes, I would. Remember when at the beginning of this call I said, you know, there's some pretty strong words that can describe what we have with Nikon. When I'm talking to somebody about any of the magnetic products, all right, the energy products, I'm addressing a method to ease tight muscles, to ease discomfort and aches, to relieve stress. And when I'm talking about general overall health, you know, with the water, with the nutritionals, with the sleep system, I'm talking about taking steps to rebuild your daily stamina, your daily strength, and your well-being. All right, to me, those are power words. Strength, stamina, well-being. Easing tension, relieving stress, loosening aches and muscles. People can picture those things in their minds. And so what you're doing is you're painting the picture of what the power of these products and these technologies are. When you're looking, and Karen is extremely right, when you're looking at the Shop Now descriptions, and you can go through that, but you're still looking for those power words to describe, you know, what these products can do. My basic description, with Nikon Active Wellness, Nikon Active Wellness allows you to build a human greenhouse for your body where your body can thrive. We live in a very toxic world. We live in a very imbalanced world. You can put your body into a human greenhouse with better water, better air, better nutrition, better sleep, better energy, and a better sense of well-being. That's my introduction that I give people to Nikon. And their curiosity is piqued. They'll start asking questions. Well, you know, I really don't sleep well. What about air? And then that leads you down, and you can actually show them, you know, on your phone or on the computer or with the tools that we have, and we have a myriad of good ones, to go over the Nikon products. But as an example, with the water, what about better hydration? You don't have to necessarily say exactly why, because you can show them the information sheets that are there. The Nikon water systems do restructure the water. And I encourage people to use the internet. Look up structured and unstructured water. They can come to their own conclusions. People that are interested in their health will do so. When you're looking at the air system, National Geographic many, many years ago and on the news said that the air in a house, you know, has more toxins in it. People shake their heads, yes, they understand that. Well, what do you do about it? Well, Nikon has an air filtration unit, all right, that can take those harmful particles out of the air. They really don't need any more detail than that. And I happen to have one in my kitchen. I have one in my living room, dining room, and I have one in my bedroom, and I also have one in my integrative health office. So the importance of the description and then looking at the handouts, you know, that Nikon has put together. The less you say in network marketing, the better off you are, because you want to work off of the questions that the people are asking you. And the way that you get them to ask you more questions or facilitate that is by making isolated short statements that they then can pursue their level of interest. Otherwise, it's all about you. When you're talking with someone, this is not your conversation, it's theirs. So sitting back, asking questions, getting responses, and stimulating their interest to keep on asking more questions. when you're looking, like I said, the energy products, I talk about, you know, resilience, strength and stamina, loosening muscles. And my line is the same all the time. How the technology works is different, and then that's where you can explain how certain products operate. The sport water bottle, basically, same type of water filtration. It's just portable. You take it with you. Again, simple, simple, simple is the name of the game. Now, when you get into the whole food supplements, all right, sometimes we can get more carried away with this. And bottom line is, look at the, again, the information that are in the shop now in the description. But what you're doing is addressing the poor food supply and water supply in the United States. And I get to come across a person that thinks we have excellent water and excellent food in this country. So this is NECAN's way of addressing and supplementing what is lacking in the way that our food is grown in the U.S. and our food is processed. And again, go into the information that is with every single one of them, but you can say that it helps support good health. It does. You don't have to give any more detail than that. You cannot address and make any kind of medical claims relative to any diagnosis or what a supplement can do to correct something. You're not a licensed physician. You're not a licensed provider, the most of us, and we cannot do that. And even if you are licensed right now, you're being questioned because it's not a drug. When you're looking at skincare and hair care products, safe communication is that it helps you improve the appearance of your hair. You like the way that it makes your hair feel. I have thin hair, but I have a lot of it, and my hair seems fluffier and bigger to me, and I'm really pleased that that happened. So you're describing, you know, what happens when you use the hair care products in the skin. My skin feels softer. I feel it's more supple. It makes me feel good. My self-image is improved because of it. With the magnetic products, again, I feel more energized. I'm less tired. I have less aches and discomforts. These are all true statements. And if you talk slower when you talk, then your words can have more import. Environmental products, again, like the water and air filtration, I feel calmer, I feel less stressed, and I just feel overall better because I use it. My pets in my house even love these products. So, Karen, I'll turn it back over to you, and you can talk about, you know, the income statement claims.
Actually, what I'm going to do is talk about the dietary supplements first that you just referred to. There is a paragraph about that, Elaine.
Okay. Go ahead. Please do.
For dietary supplements, consultants may say that it helps support good health. Consultants, and notice this is the exact wording that Elaine used, okay? It helps support good health. Consultants may not say or imply that the dietary supplement prevents, treats, cures, or mitigates a disease or illness. With skincare and hair care products, consultants may say that the product helps improve the appearance of his or her skin or hair, or say that his or her skin or hair feel better or softer. Consultants may not say that the skincare or hair care product changed the structure of his or her skin or hair, like my hair is longer after using the shampoo or the cream got rid of my wrinkles. Okay, so let's use an example that's not in the back office. So I am talking about, so I'm an analyzer normally, okay? And analyzers like detailed information. So being an analyzer, what I would have a tendency to say is, well, the water goes into the cells take it in, and the cells become healthier because they are now hydrated properly. Okay, that's a little bit more detailed. With the skincare product, it helps repair the cells. We can't say that. We cannot say that it helps repair the cells. It's considered a medical claim. Okay? All right. As for the magnetic products, consultants may say that after using the product, and this is exactly what Elaine said, he or she felt better, more energized. The wording is right in there for you. Or less tired or had less discomfort. They may not say that the magnetic product got rid of a medical symptom that he or she is using to treat a medical condition. As a naturopath, I cannot use the word pain, and we are all not supposed to use the word pain, and that is not mentioned in these documents. Do not use pain. It is a four-letter word. Consider this a four-letter word from now on. I cannot use the word treat. Treat is considered a four-letter word. Okay, you will get into trouble if you say it treats anything. For environmental products like the water or air filter, you feel better after using it. You may not say that it helps get rid of any medical symptoms. Example, here's an example of something not to say. And I hope you're taking notes because these are important. We all have a tendency to do this. So I have a client who has had chronic bronchitis. So I suggest to her go over and take some deep breaths at the over the Kenko Air. And how are you breathing now? She's breathing easier. I cannot say to her, okay, so the Kenko Air helps you breathe better. No, you can't say that. Okay, what you can do is demonstrate. That's one of our demos. Just demonstrate. Let them feel how it feels and move on. Keep it simple, as Elaine said. Elaine, I think what I'd like to do now is go to the medical compliance guidelines for the testimonials. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's fine. The only other thing that a general term and phrase that I use is the Nikan products facilitate and reconnect you to the earth's energy. All right. It's all energy based. So I don't care which product you're dealing with, including the nutritionals. All right. You're going to get better reconnected to Mother Earth. So it's a connection.
Yeah, would you repeat that, please? I think that's worth people writing down.
Well, it's under, have them read about the Kenko Ground. It said the Kenko Ground is designed to help us connect to the earth as a natural energy source. So, in general, the Nikan products help connect us back to the earth, which is a natural energy source where we can flourish, we can regain our strength, and we can regain our stamina.
Okay. Compliance guidelines for testimonials. Medical statement guidelines. Here it is. It's all in print for us. So why does Nikan regulate Nikan consultants' testimonials? A consultant's testimonial of a Nikan product is considered as commercial speech and regulated by the FTC. Commercial speech is a legal term. Yes, we have legalese in our company. We all have to. We are a company. Each individual is a company representing a larger company. The legal term relating to speech done on behalf of a company or individual for the intent of making a profit. It is commercial in nature and usually with the intent of convincing the audience to partake in a particular action. There's some background noise. Could somebody hit mute? Check your phone, please. Please make sure your phone is on mute. Thank you. Okay. It's commercial in nature and usually, and we're talking about legal term, okay, relating to speech. It's commercial in nature and usually with the intent of convincing the audience to partake in a particular action, often purchasing a specific product. E10 products are not marketed or sold as medical products, so it reiterates everything we've been talking about. We may not make medical claims in connection. So on here there are, and I'll just give you the Cliff Notes version here. Rely on the marketing material Niken has created for the product that is listed on your website. Okay? So the descriptions in the Shop Now cart are our marketing material. If what you want to say about the product is not found in the marketing material, don't say it. Any statement you make is attributed to Niken. And as we've already outlined, it's all of Niken, every single consultant. So here's a question. Are personal testimonials okay as long as I put a disclaimer on it? We've already talked about that. No, because other people will take it as a medical claim. We want to be understood clearly. So there are some good examples and bad examples. And you can structure what you're saying based on those good examples and bad examples. So product X, here's a bad example. Product X cured my medical condition. Good example. After using product X, I felt better. Okay, so you're just feeling better, that's all. After using product Y, I stopped using my medication. Oh my gosh, please don't say that. As a naturopath, I am not allowed to tell anybody to get off their medication. If they want to do it, what I say to them is, please check this out with your physician. I'm hands off. I've actually had clients start cutting back and not tell me. I don't know until they've already done it.
Karen, if I could interject here, I have the same thing. I have people coming to me saying I want to get off my medication, and I make it very clear that I don't get between them and their ordering physicians. What I can do is provide you with the questions to ask, all right, in order to help you facilitate that as a patient of your physician. But it's amazing. People don't know why they're on medications. So I'll tell them to list them out, put down the reason why you're on it, and when the reason starts going away, that's the time that you have a conversation with your ordering physician. But it's amazing to me that I have people coming into my office that are on 6 and 8 medications, and they really don't know why they were put on. And so, again, I send them back to their attending physicians. I'm a registered nurse. I can facilitate like you can, you know, relative to education and communication. I'm suggesting that they might want to find out the reason. And then when the reason starts going away, that's the time that they have their conversation with the ordering physician.
Thanks, Elaine. Okay. And we do run into situations, and this is not addressed in Niken anywhere, okay? Oftentimes because our water particularly is so effective, and people are dehydrated, and you've probably heard Dr. Gary Lindner talk about 75% of the population in the world is dehydrated. Well, what happens when we start hydrating and these people are on medications? They're not feeling well. The water is working, and their medications, the amount of medication that they're on, is inappropriate for their level. Now, you notice I paused. A lot of times, you know, what was going through my head is it's too strong. Yeah, it is too strong, but I can't say that. So what I suggest to people is when you're using this water, please make sure you're monitoring how you feel. Sometimes the amounts of medication need to be adjusted, so I'd like you to make sure you're seeing your physician. Get it out of your realm and put it back into the medical realm. They don't know about the water. They don't know that these people are hydrating. How often do you have a doctor tell you to drink more water? How often do you have a doctor tell you drink the right kind of water? Rarely, if at all. So they have to be aware, because it can also be very important for them to know that what they're doing is really good for their body. And guess what? The medications are not necessarily appropriate at that level. Okay? So we don't have to say it to them in those words. We can just say this water is very powerful and it can really help support your body in a way you haven't experienced before. So just monitor how you're feeling and I'll check back with you. If they're noticing anything, refer them back to their physician. That's all. Okay, another bad example. I suffer from a medical condition, and after using product Z, I was cured. Oh my goodness, that's not a good idea. After using product Z, I felt better. So you notice in the good examples, the same outcome. I felt better. I felt better. I felt better. And as Elaine said, keep it simple. So you know that phrase, KISS, keep it simple, sweetie. Just remember that. If you want to, post it on a post-it note. Put it around your house. Keep it simple, sweetie. So for dietary supplements, we can say that it supports good health. And again, the verbiage is all in here. We cannot say that it prevents, treats, cures, or mitigates a disease, illness, or pain. Same thing with the hair care product. The wrinkles, that was actually an eye-opener for me. As Elaine and I were talking, we can't say that. Okay? You can say, my skin looks better. Okay, Elaine, do you want to say anything at this point?
Well, basically, you know, it's the same difference when you're talking about income statements and interacting with new people that have joined you in your business, or even talking to prospects, you know, that are looking at the business side of Nikan also. We need to be honest and we need to be transparent. We need to promote Nikan in a responsible way. Please don't exaggerate when talking about how much a prospect can earn with a home-based business with Nikan. Potential earnings must be truthful and not misleading. It's a realistic expectation. That's why we're in the network marketing business, because what you earn with Nikan is dependent on how much effort, how many hours you put in, and how quickly you talk to the greatest amount of people. So to communicate anything less than that is actually not being very honest with the person that you're interacting with. Now, Nikan does have in the same area an annual earnings guide that will give you a range of average earnings for the previous year. And it'll range from the high earnings to the less earnings, and it's by ranking. And it's basically the North American market. When people are asking about the marketing plan and the compensation plan, I send them Dennis Williams' video. And it's also on the Williams website, ybhurting.biz. And that's the simplest way to have anybody educated on the compensation plan. When they're interested, I send it to them, ask them when they'll have an opportunity to look at it, and then ask them to give me a call back with any questions they have so we can have a clarification conversation. And to me, that works the best. Rather than me sitting down and going over every level, they're hearing it again, and you've already, that's another three-way call for you. So related to the home-based business, you cannot mention that a person can generate passive or residual income, because this implies that the prospect does not have to do anything to generate income. A NECN consultant must continuously retail and promote NECN products in order to generate income. When I got into network marketing, I knew what it was because my dad owned his own business, and I thought network marketing distribution was really the cat's pajamas and was the best, most ethical way of earning a living. We cannot say, all right, that an individual can earn enough to quit his job. You know, you're leading somebody down a really hazardous path if you do. The average NECN consultant does not quit his or her job and basically promotes their home-based business on a part-time basis because we all have busy lives. The success of us as consultants, it correlates to the amount of work that we're investing in our business and in our own growth and development. So do not post your own earning levels, because it doesn't represent another person's average amount of time or effort that they may have invested in their NECN business. Plus, they're going to begin to resent you. Do not post pictures of your homes, cars, or vacations, or state or imply that those items were purchased entirely from your NECN business income. The average consultant will not be able to purchase these cars, house, or vacation with their business income alone. Remember, any income discussions must be that of a typical NECN consultant. And the thing of it is that, you know, we're looking for people to join us as a family in a business. And so we need to teach them the better ins and outs of how to be successful, what is realistic in the way of growth. And we know as well as anybody else that what you work for, you put the effort in, you value, and you continue to grow. So part of our interaction with new consultants and new customers is to help them paint their own dream, help them establish their own goals. And we're better spent rather than discussing any kind of income claims and explanations along that line to helping them along that way of growth and development. And let's face it, that's what also distinguishes NECN away from other companies. We work on humans being more, both actively and passively in all of our lives. Back to you, Karen.
Thanks, Elaine, and I agree completely with everything that you've said. The humans being more is definitely a part of this. And also, keep in mind our five pillars of health, okay? Healthy mind, body, relationships. This is what we focus on. Sometimes we have a tendency to lose sight of our beliefs, our philosophy, and keeping that at our core is really important. So moving on in the documents in the library and the policies and procedures, neither NECN nor its consultants will say or imply that NECN products are FDA approved in regard to the NECN support wraps. So you have to be very careful with the Kenko wraps. NECN consultants will only use the terminology used in the NECN literature. Again, go to the Shop Now card. No publications may link NECN products to any claims, cures. Again, it's printed in here again. Healing or any other medical claims for specific ailments related to the application of magnets. So it breaks down category by category. Okay? And be careful if you're going to create your own printed material. Okay? That has to be approved by NECN, whatever you do. Now, and that's pretty much all I want to say on that. Elaine, did you have anything else?
No, other than, you know, we all need to treat our business as a business. And in your business, you should be on my NECN site minimally every week to see what's different, to re-educate yourself, relearn some of the material that you are not using on a daily basis. But I lay it 10 to 1 that a good majority of us have never read through the policies and procedures at least once. They're tedious, but, you know, if you have a job in a brick-and-mortar building, guess what you learn? You learn their policies and procedures. So treat your business as a business. And the policies and procedures have been updated last in January and now in June. And so I always print off a copy and I go through them because I'm building a team and I want to make sure as a leader that I'm communicating any changes, anything that I notice is different, you know, to my team, and making sure, you know, that we're on the up and up relative to what we're saying, what we're doing. And plus, I don't want to miss any opportunities here for myself or my team to better present NECAN to the public.
Thanks, Elaine. So before we open it up for questions, I have a challenge for everybody. Not everybody in NECAN subscribes to the recommendations Elaine and I just made. I'm sure if you, and this includes our leaders, unfortunately, periodically you will hear something come out of people's mouths that is not in these recommendations. It's the antithesis. It's just the opposite. I'm going to challenge you to listen more intently as you're listening on Zooms, as you are listening on conference calls, as you're listening to recordings, because you will become more alert to what they are saying, and then you can think of different ways to correct it. And I apologize, that's my background noise here. Somebody's car horn is going off. So let's open it up for questions. And I'm going to mute myself. No, oh, it stopped. Thank you. Let's open it up for questions. We do have about 10 minutes left, and I'd like to end the call right at 10 so that everybody can get on Dave's Zoom.
Hi, this is Carol Cosby.
Hi, Carol.
Thanks for the information that you provided. Can you please reiterate that facility statement, NECAN products facilitates and helps connect us to Mother Earth, back to Mother Earth. Can you repeat that again for me, please?
Yes. The NECAN products help us connect to the Earth's energy to provide us with balance, stamina, strength, and well-being.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Rita. Can you hear me?
Hi, Rita.
I just want to say that you did an excellent job. And it's really needed, so thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for saying so, and you're absolutely welcome. We're all in this together, and not just for COVID.
You're welcome.
We're all in this together.
Amen.
Hi, Karen, this is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine.
Good morning. So just this morning, I was going to go over to a neighbor who had endometriosis in the past, and I was going to use that word. So I can't even use that word?
No.
No, it's a medical diagnosis.
If the doctor wants to say that, the doctor can say that. If the client wants to say that, the client can say that. What you can say is, I understand that there's some discomfort going on.
And basically what I would say is that NECAN has energy products, okay, that help the body get back into balance. So these are some of the suggestions that I would make, you know, and I would show her the Kinkle ground. I would also mention that when you're looking to rebalance your body, you're looking at not everything coming from the outside, but you also have to address imbalance both from the outside and the inside. So with the inside, you've got the water, you've got the air, you've got the whole food nutrition. Western medicine will tell everybody, and it's stated in there, I know the American Medical Association says it, but most of the other MD associations also state that everybody should be on a good multivitamin. So you can ask and find out if she is taking any supplementations, you know, for any issues that she has.
I think the key words that Elaine mentioned were balance and imbalance. Okay? If you continue to use those words, it's a matter of us educating our clients, which is something else that we're taught in the ICANN program, by the way. We have the opportunity to educate others. We educate ourselves, okay? We educate each other as consultants. We also have the opportunity to educate prospects and clients, our customers. So balance and imbalance. Those are terms that are not used by the medical community or by the population in general. And our country, our world is out of balance. That's why NECAN is so valuable as a company, as a leader, and as a product provider.
Just like everybody has their unique DNA, all right, when our bodies go out of balance, our bodies exhibit differently. And they start, I call it start talking to me that something's not right here. All right, so my role is if I want to feel better, I've got to be my own little health detective and figure out, you know, how can I get this imbalance back into balance? So I use that back and forth, you know, quite a bit, you know, talking to people, and it's a safe approach.
Okay.
Hi, this is Carol again.
Hi, Carol.
Elaine, you said to ask questions or give questions to the doctor, ask questions to the doctor. When a customer comes to us and they say that, and we tell them to go see the doctor or ask the doctor about the products, if the doctor, I'm stumbling here as to what I want to say, the doctors only know what they know. And
ask your doctor about the NECAN products. All right. What I'm saying is that I educate people. Number one, you hire your physician. So you want a physician that's going to sit down and talk to you and give you advice. They're not going to dictate to you. And this is the only way that you can do this. You must do this. You must do that. If you want that kind of physician, that's fine, but most people want a physician that they can talk to, that they can relate to, and that understands, you know, where they're at. If they want to get you in and out of the office very quickly, you know, there's a myriad of other physicians around, all right? You can choose your physician so that you are getting the most out of your office visit. When I said talk to your physician, it was in reference to getting off medication that you've told me that you want to get off of. Part of having that discussion with your physician is to get in a better position yourself to know what you're talking about. If you're on 5 different medications and you don't know why you're on all of them, make a list of the names of the medications. Right next to it, put down the reason why you're on it. If you don't know, that's what I mean. Go back to your physician and say, you put me on this, and so why did you put me on it? And when that reason goes away, then you have another appointment and you say, you put me on because this is happening to me. It's no longer happening to me. What do you think about me getting off it? And can I stop at cold turkey or do I need to slide off of it? So you need to have a physician that is going to interact with you in an appropriate way that satisfies you with your questions. Otherwise, keep looking. I had health challenges, so I was hooked up to the Cleveland Clinic downtown. When I got better, they turned me back to the community physician. I went through 4 doctors before I found one who I felt had my best interest in mind and that I could relate to and have a two-way conversation. So take charge of your health. We take charge of our self-care. We need to take charge of our health from the Western medicine perspective also.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we have just a couple of minutes left, probably for one question, and then we're going to wrap it up, okay? Anybody else?
What is your website? You said we should check in each week. With your website? What is your website?
The website. Nikan's website. MyNikan.com.
Oh,
MyNikan.com. Go into, that is your office. That is your corporate office. You need to be on that website minimally every week to see what's there. They have a blog. You can get emailed to your email. Stay abreast of what Nikan is doing. Facebook, Instagram. They have pages. Follow them. You're going to get a myriad of information that you may be blocked out of now because you're not following them and you're not getting onto the MyNikan site. You're a business owner. You need to treat your business as a business and stay informed.
Thank you.
What did you say, Dennis Williams? Dennis Williams, the compensation plan was on YBiz or something. What was it? His website?
It's on Be More to Be Free. It's on Rick Murphy's site. Be More, the number two. Be More, the number two, Be Free.
Mm-hmm.
com. And Dennis Williams is Y, B as in boy, B as Hurtin, H-U-R-T-N .biz.
Thank you, everybody, for your questions, for your listening skills. And again, keep that challenge in mind. We have given you the information right out of the back office and from our personal experiences and professional experiences. And listen to what is being said, again, on other Zooms, conference calls, recordings. Pick out what doesn't sound right to you, write it down, and then think about the wording that could be used and the wording that you want to use so that you are starting to change the culture in our company so that everybody follows along. So thanks again for participating, Elaine. Thanks. It was delightful working with you again. And everybody, you can jump onto Dave's call. Go to theroyalalliance.com. And he is on RA Connect, I believe. I believe that's what his Zoom is. So otherwise, check your email because he sent out an email. He's talking about the Kenko Ground. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Well, could you answer
everybody the question too. About bone health? You answer
I can answer it.
Bone health? Hello?
What is it? Yes, what is it?
Okay, the Nikan Bone Pack. Most people, if they have osteoporosis, don't even know it because it doesn't hurt. They may not know it till they break a bone and fall down. And if they take the Nikan Bone Pack, they're not going to feel or look outwardly any different than they did before. And they may not be able to get tested again for like 2 years. So what is a politically correct way to talk about the Bone Health Pack? Other than my personal experience.
Well, bottom line is your bones are your mineral bank of your body.
Yes.
And
yes.
As you age by decade, your bone bank can lessen significantly. If you've had medical issues, medical issues and interventions in the way of chemicals, you know, et cetera, all right, that also does a number on your bone health. And so you don't want to have those signs and symptoms of mineral deficiency or bones breaking, you know, et cetera. So bottom line is you make a decision to maintain your bone health so that you don't have those.
Okay.
For me, it's a two-pronged approach. I take a look at the toxins that are causing the body to lose the minerals in the mineral bank, and then I advocate supporting it by putting the good stuff in. Over time, you know, it's like running your car on no gas. You're using up that gas. At some point, it's got to be refilled.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good analogy because you take your car in for oil changes how often? All right. And bottom line is you need to do the same thing related to the minerals in your bone bank and for your bone health.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. The person I'm going to be speaking to this week already knows she has osteoporosis and has been on pharmaceuticals for a number of years already and wants to make a change, but I will address it in terms of her mineral bank and encourage her to get retested at some point in the near future.
So what you're offering is a natural method in which to support her bone balance in her body.
Yes. Okay. Great. That helps me immensely.
Okay.
Thank you so much for staying on.
You're welcome. Bye.